Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back to I Allegedly. I've got a good one for you today. There are 20 things that used to be very inexpensive to buy. Now they're just a total scam. Like, subscribe to this channel. We do business news every day. And today we have a sponsor, Chapter, which I will talk about in a bit. But in this economy, we all have to save money any way that we can. And I am tired of getting ripped off, tired of the usual things that are costing more and more. In addition to fuel, in addition to services and things like that that we have to deal with in our lives, there are things that we buy on a regular basis that are an absolute ripoff. And a lot of these we don't do anymore for various reasons. First one, bottled water. People that go out and buy bottled water, you can have a filter and you can basically replenish your water and save a fortune. My brother got me into this because he bought me the filter. He bought me this amazing filter that was so good, and I love using it, and I carry water with me all the time, and Rosie gets her filtered water, and I don't buy bottled water anymore. Now, there's bottled water in the house. If there's an emergency and we can't get water, we're going to be able to drink, but I don't do that on a regular basis. The idea with designer brand labels, and this is something that has been kind of a ripoff. Because I am blown away. Living in a wealthier area, I like going to places like South Coast Plaza, where you will see different stores in the mall that are just insane. There'll be a line of people outside of Gucci. There'll be a line of people outside of Louis Vuitton, Coach store, all these different places that are considered high-end. And it's funny because, no one cares. No one cares that you have that bag. You may care. Your friends may care. But it's ridiculous. The rest of us don't look at you and go, oh my gosh, she's got a Louis Vuitton bag. I wonder what her payment is on that, is what I'm thinking. Most collectibles, guys, we've seen this over and over again. It's funny. I did that Lucky Box and got the Tony Dorsett jersey. And some guys, you can buy those online. You basically overpaid by about $60. No, it's funny. I had some guy offer me over $1,000 for the Tony Dorsett shirt. Jersey, excuse me. And again, a lot of collectibles, all the different Pokemon cards, all the different Beanie Babies, all these things that have basically been worthless over time. If you can get out of that stuff, get out of it. Because when you look at baseball cards, like baseball cards from the late 80s, you'd think, oh my gosh, those are worth a fortune. A lot of them are just junk. So fascinating stuff. Dental insurance. I want to give you the example of my son when it comes to dental insurance. You pay every month for it, and then you go to the dentist, and they're saying, no, that's not covered. We don't cover that. Oh, who's your dental insurance? Your dental insurer? No, we don't cover that. Look at your dental insurance. Look at what you're paying. All your insurance, make sure you know what you're paying. You should do a review of that all the time. When you get sick, you want to know what it's going to cost you out of pocket. And again, like, you should know your budget. You should know, if I had a heart attack, what's the most I'm going to have to pay? You should know that. Also, here in California, it's criminal. If you hop in a ride for in an ambulance, most insurers do not pay that. Ask your insurance company if they'll pay that. So, crypto hype. I'm not a crypto guy. There's a lot of people that are going to get in trouble because of my last video where I talked about taxation and reporting things. There's so many people out there that have made money in cryptocurrencies and have not reported it to the Internal Revenue Service, and they're going to be done. But most people lose money on crypto. I've had a lot of smart crypto investors through the years that said they lost all this money on meme coins and different things like that. Priority boarding on flights. I get a kick out of this. Do you want to pay extra to get on the flight? No, don't do it. I went to a St. Patrick's Day event at a place called Muldoon's this week. And my date was like, hey, look at this. I knew you'd get a kick out of this. And it was jump the line for $50. And I'm like, do people pay that? Yeah, they do. Because we were there during the day, but at night, okay, you want to jump the line to get your drink on? Pay $50. Again, I think it's crazy for stuff like that. So extended warranties on electricity, on electrical items, electronics. Don't buy this stuff, guys. I know someone that owned a TV and appliance store, And he told me that he made millions of dollars selling these extended warranties and that they were never worth it and that they're such a small percentage of claims. And also, you know, when you buy electronics, if you put it on your credit card, get a warranty there, which you should know. You should know what your warranty is when you buy things like that. Now, places like Costco are cracking down because people are degenerates and people, you know, buy things, wear them out, and take them back and return them, and they're horrible people. That happens all the time. But right now, don't buy the extended warranty. Okay? Some of you have saved money. Every time I mention this, I get people that go, oh my gosh, I bought a metal detector, which was the last one, and it's broke. And they covered it. Okay? Let's see. What else? Upgrading your phone. You know, guys, no one cares what phone you have. They really don't. No one cares if you have the latest iPhone. No, my phone's for work. I mean, if you guys knew the extent of the memory, the extent of the storage that I have in several different places so that I can always have my content if something would happen, I spend money on that stuff over the use of the phone. It's just crazy, but people are out trying to look cool and they're doing it. Oh, merchandise from different people, different bands, different groups. You know, a lot of this stuff is overhyped. I just took a date to the Duran Duran concert and she's like, I'm like, hey, do you want a shirt? I'll get you a shirt. But oh, no, it's okay. They're $70. That's insane. We walked out in front and they were selling knockoff shirts. $10. So, did I contribute to counterfeiting? Yes, I did. It was great. They said that they were legitimate, but I have to believe them that they were legitimate Duran Duran shirts. So, food delivery apps, which I still don't get, guys. I am telling you, I have a neighbor. They have kids in high school. They have DoorDash and Uber Eats show up there all the time, 3-5 times a week. I don't get this. I don't get doing this and then having cold food. I've told this story so many times. There was almost 29 bags for delivery at a Thai restaurant in Huntington Beach a few years ago. One guy walked up and grabbed nine bags of food that he was delivering. Nine. How would you like to be person number six, person number seven? How long does it take to drive to nine different places to drop off food? What, an hour? 2 hours? Oh yeah, we're coming. Don't worry. Your food's going to be there. So there's a lot more to cover. What do you think is a waste of money? What do you think is? One final thing I want to remind you guys about is so many of you have signed up for Chapter. Chapter is a great sponsor to the channel. What Chapter does is Chapter goes through people that are on Medicare or eligible for Medicare. If you are going to turn 65 this year, look at Chapter. They're a great company that goes through your Medicare programs locally and in your state and in your area and make sure that you are paying the least, you have the best doctors, you have the most for your money. It's just not Medicare Advantage. It's an extensive program for you to get you the best help. So many of you have already written me and thanked me and said, Dan, I talked to the people from Chapter. It was so simple and I'm saving so much money. The average person that goes with Chapter saves $1,100. 903-653-4082 is their phone number. Call them today or use the link below, guys. Check it out. Now there's more to cover and a few things. You know, it's funny. Video games and what they call microtransactions. $1.95 here, $1.95 there. A lot of these things we don't get any value out of. Oh, this game is free. Oh, you want to upgrade to the next level? It's only, you know, $12.99. It's crazy because people are buying this at a record pace. And I had one woman write me and tell me a few months ago, she said, you know, we just realized that last quarter that my husband spent over $200 on upgrades to games that he bought on his phone. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money. What could you do? You could go out to dinner for $200. So watch what you spend that you think is a deal and it's not. Movie theater snacks. Now, I haven't bought movie theater snacks in a long time. If I take a date to the movies, which I love doing, and one thing I like to do is sneak stuff in. I will wear a big jacket. I will bring in wine. I will bring in snacks. And I can't remember the last time I paid $24 for popcorn and a Coke. And I think it's criminal. I'd rather spend that on wine. And do you like red? Do you like white? Do you like a little champagne bottle? What would you like? Okay. Because I'll bring all that in and she can drink to her heart's content while we're in the movie theater. That, it's outrageous. Try that sometime. It's fun. Okay. Plus, when you go to the ball game now, and I'm going to see the Dodgers play the Angels coming up, and you can bring food into the stadium now. You can only bring clear beverages. You can't bring sodas in or beer or anything like that. But the cool thing with this is that you can save yourself a fortune. I've brought pizzas in to the stadium before and not spent, money on hot dogs and things like that. So look at things like that to save money. Brand name groceries, especially milk. Milk, you go out there and you get the organic milk. Now, here's the one thing that I believe in. And my late girlfriend, Lisa, was really big with organic food, huge with organic food. Certain things like milk, as a single man, I will buy milk, and you can have milk that will last a month if it's organic. Why is that? If it's pasteurized, man, it smells funny in a few days once you open it. So you don't need to buy the name brand for cheese, for cottage cheese, for sour cream, for things like that. A lot of these companies make name brand items, and that includes alcohol too. A lot of Costco, Kirkwood brands are generic, which is crazy. Timeshares. Again, what a nightmare. The timeshare industry fostered a new industry, and that was how to get out of my timeshare. Every time you look at timeshares, like, hey, timeshares in Mexico, look at what the search term brings up, and it'll bring up how to get out of your timeshare. Well, they'll have more items with that than they will the timeshares themselves, which is terrible. Designer baby clothes. Oh yeah, your kid is 9 months old. I get a kick out of this that people go out and spend all this money. My daughter, her first job was at a place called Carter's, and she sold baby clothes. And with the baby clothes, it was nuts because, oh, I've got to have Oshkosh in my kid. I've got to have this. I've got to have that. And they would be spending five times the amount for the onesies. And you know what? I've never seen a kid that knew what they were wearing. Oh. Personalized license plates, that's a per. You know what? Again, certain things that they say are a waste of money, that's your choice. Okay? It really is. But the problem with that is that it's not a one-time fee. It's every year. Here in California, it's criminal what they charge for a personalized license plate. There's only one company that will sell an electronic license plate, and you have to buy it through this one company. And I've told this story where a guy went out and wanted to change his license plate and made it himself. Bought one of those fake license plates through a company, used his license, and then got charged with a misdemeanor and is facing a year in jail right now. Oh, so don't do that. Okay? So, coffee shop drinks, of course. McDonald's used to be cheap when it came to iced coffees. I used to love to go there. But even that's gotten criminal lately. So Starbucks used to be great because I could sit there, I could have a coffee, I could work, I could use their internet, and then they frowned upon that. We don't want this to be someone's office. We want it to be a place to buy coffee. Well, bye. You guys suck. You know what's funny is when you go to certain casinos, and I have this, you can get four free Starbucks drink a day with your rewards card. Did you know that? I had a guy show me this. He goes, "Hey, did you get your Starbucks yet today?" I'm like, "No," because I was going to say no because I'm too cheap to buy it. And it's like you get four drinks for free. That can be up to $10 each in value. It's basically any drink you want for $10. And I do it all the time, guys. Every day. And it resets every night at midnight. So I have gone at 11:45 at night, waited 15 minutes, and gotten four drinks. I get all my water bottles from there. I do all that. So, eating out regularly, you have to look at this. You have to look at eating in restaurants. I am telling you, I've saved a fortune by doing two things. you know, of course, I'm going to take a date out. I'm not going to, oh, you have a spending limit. I'm not that guy, clearly, okay? But I also, you know, if you go out on an anniversary, you're going out on a date, you're going to go travel, there's times to spend money on stuff like this. The problem with it is people go out every single day and can't figure out why they don't have any money. I did that with my son. Dude, make food at home. Who are you trying to impress? And it's gotten so expensive that fast food is $25 now for fast food. So why do that? Why do that to yourself? And the final thing is this, that's hair salons. Now, people are going to freak out. Here in Southern California, every street corner's got a nail salon on it. You can save an absolute fortune on nail salons by shopping around and trying different places. It's that simple. I have never met a woman that didn't go out regularly and take care of herself that didn't have a hairstylist. So for you to sit there, for me to sit there and say, hey, you're wasting your money on that, they would laugh their A's off, okay? I had someone write me yesterday and said, I went to Fantastic Sam's. I am traveling and I'm going to go out of the country. I just wanted a trim done. So went to Fantastic Sam's. They cut a little bit more off the hair than she wanted. But do you want it styled? Do you want this? Do you want product in your hair? Product. You know, different things to make it froofy and frilly and all that stuff. How much was Fantastic Sam's for her to get a simple haircut, blow dry, and product in her hair? Was $100. $100. And I said, wow, what's your stylist charge you? Charge me $100. I can get out of there for $40. $50 at the most. $100. Oh, guys. You want to get a hold of me? It's hello at iAllegedly. Please hit the like button. What do you not waste money on anymore? You know, people go out and they have hobbies. People go out and have, you know, the latest to make car parts, sand rails, motorcycles. I'm getting all these rifts between spouses that go out and do certain things. And now it's creating issues for that, for them. Communication is the key, guys. Okay? Trust me. Been divorced. I know. Oh, my gosh. Hit the like button. Subscribe to the channel. You want to get a hold of me? It's hello@iallegedly.com. And onward and upward, guys. Do you waste money on this stuff? What else do you think people waste money on? Let us all know, because I'll share it with everybody. I'll see you soon.